My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints Day. And we celebrate not only those who are on the calendar, on our liturgical calendar, we celebrate throughout the year, but especially those who don't have a day dedicated to them, a recognition of them, who go unnoticed by the church or the world. But they are with God. We celebrate them on this day especially. And it's also a reminder that that's what we are all called to. We're called to be saints. We're called to live forever with God, to be a saint. I think that as I was sitting with this morning, this is my call, this is the invitation from God. How do I get there? First, remind yourself it's a process. It takes time. Look at Moses. What did Moses do? He had a speech impediment. He murdered someone. He resisted God's invitation to follow him and to do what he had asked. Yet he led God's people. Look at Peter. Peter, to become a saint is a process. We have to be gentle with ourselves. I think second of all, we shouldn't try to be what another saint was or try to imitate. What I mean by that is try to be that saint. I can't be St. John Vianney. I got to be myself. I can't be Teresa of Avila. I have to be myself. I think St. Catherine of Siena said it best. She said, "Be the best version of yourself. Be the person that God has called you to be, and you will set the world on fire." God has given you a song to sing, and only you can sing it. Joan of Arc, St. Catherine, St. Teresa, they all had their songs, and they sang it, and they sang them well. Now it's your turn. Sing your song. Be the best version of yourself, and you'll be a saint. And finally, we look at the saints, and I like to take little qualities from. I want that to be part of my life. Always say yes to God. Take Philip Nering. He had the spirituality of laughter. You find humor almost in everything. And I can't take myself so serious that I can't laugh at myself, that I can't find the joy in life. There's so many different things that you can take from other saints. Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, put love in everything you do. If we're the best version of ourselves, if we can learn from these other saints, we'll be the person that God has called us to be. We'll find ourselves in heaven with all the saints in the halls of heaven.